This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, hot on the heels of the COVID-19 pandemic, has brought unprecedented disruptions to learning for the country's 6.7 million children, with long-term consequences for their development and mental health. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, sounded the alarm on Tuesday over widespread learning loss among youngsters across Ukraine. Around half of the teachers in the country reported a deterioration in students' Ukrainian language abilities and mathematics skills, UNICEF said. Here's Regina De Dominicis, UNICEF Regional Director for Europe and Central Asia, addressing reporters in Geneva.
Attacks on schools have continued unabated throughout the war in Ukraine. Just last week, teachers were amongst casualties of an attack on a civilian area in the city of Romny. This senseless and reckless attack have left many of Ukrainian children deeply distressed and without a safe space to learn.
According to UNICEF, only one-third of children of primary and secondary age enrolled in school in Ukraine are learning fully in person. Ms. De Dominicis also said that more than half of the millions of children who have fled are not enrolled in national education systems in their host countries at the start of the school year. The political crisis in Niger has created uncertainty for scores of vulnerable displaced people, with restrictions on humanitarian operations limiting aid and protection, the UN Refugee Agency UNHCR said on Tuesday. UNHCR's representative in Niger, Emmanuel Gignac, said that sanctions imposed on the country by the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, following last month's military takeover, do not include any exemptions for humanitarian aid. If humanitarians are unable to bring in food and medical assistance, the effects may be catastrophic, he warned. Moreover, the security situation, fuel shortages, and disruptions to the UN Humanitarian Air Service, UNHAS, have seriously impacted aid workers' mobility, keeping them from reaching those most in need. According to UNHCR, there are some 700,000 forcibly displaced people in the country. Half of them are internally displaced and the other half are refugees and asylum seekers, mainly from Mali and Burkina Faso. Recent violence and attacks have led to over 20,000 new internal displacements in the last month, the UN agency said. Mr. Gignac stressed that UNHCR stocks of essential items for about 5,000 families are only expected to last for 3 to 5 months. Criminal gangs in Southeast Asia are using torture and abuse to force hundreds of thousands of people into an online scam industry generating billions of dollars per year, the UN Rights Office OHCHR said on Tuesday. People who are coerced into working in these scamming operations endure inhumane treatment while being forced to carry out crimes, said UN Rights Chief Volker Turk. They are victims, they are not criminals, he insisted. OHCHR said that at least 120,000 people across Myanmar and another 100,000 in Cambodia may be held in situations where they are forced to execute lucrative online scams, from illegal gambling to crypto fraud. Other states, including Laos PDR, the Philippines, and Thailand, have also been identified as main countries of destination or transit. Victims come from across the ASEAN region, as well as mainland China, Hong Kong and Taiwan, South Asia, and even further afield from Africa and Latin America. Rather than being protected and given access to the rehabilitation and remedy they need, they are often subjected to criminal prosecution or immigration penalties, OHCHR said. Mr. Turk called on states to ensure justice for the people who have been so horrifically abused. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.